Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World, Hank Waters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks mix, NASDAQ at a record. Afternoon call brought to you by Red Hat, whose broad portfolio of open source technologies for the enterprise helps you get from where you are to where you want to be. The open technology, Red Hat, to help you realize your vision. Learn more at redhat.com/opentech. Now let's head right over to the First Word breaking news desk for today's afternoon call. Here is Bill Maloney.
Good afternoon, Charlie. Like you said, mixed markets today with the Dow currently down 19 points. S&Ps are lower by a point, and NASDAQ is higher by 18. The small cap 600 gains 2 points, and the U.S. 10-year yield at 2.4%. 7 out of 11 S&P sectors are trading lower, led by losses in utilities, energy, and real estate. Consumer discretionary and industrials led. NASDAQ Biotech jumped 25, transports rise 47, semis outperform, gain 1%, and the VIX is little changed. Leaders to the upside in the Dow are Nike, Walmart, and American Express. Chevron, Cisco, and Merck led to the downside. After earnings, Marriott jumped 7% to an all-time high, while Sealed Air fell 8% after its results. And Disney reports after the bell. Estimates are for $1.41 on revenues of $13.45 billion. A main focal point on the call is likely to be ESPN subscriber trends. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Charlie?
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. We'll be all over Disney's numbers as they break after the bell. To hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk, S-Q-U-A-W-K on your terminal. I'm Charlie Pellett. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. You are listening to Bloomberg Markets on Bloomberg Radio, live from the Boston Science Center Museum.
I love this story. It is a most read on the Bloomberg. It involves a relative of a relative of President Trump. And that relative of President Trump also happens to be one of his White House advisors. I'll stop being vague and bring in Caleb Melby. He's financial reporter at Bloomberg News to fill in the details. Caleb, I feel like so many people are talking about this story. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, there were some incredible events that happened over the weekend. There was a couple of investor pitches that took place over in China, Beijing, and Shanghai. And the most prominent person at them was Jared Kushner's sister, Nicole Meyer. She was working a pitch, a Jersey City luxury development that the Kushner companies, the family company of Jared Kushner, is putting together, and they're looking for EB-5 funding. So that's you invest at least $500,000 in a project that is going to create jobs. And you get a two-year visa with a good chance of getting to become a citizen of the U.S. in the bargain.
Well, so there's about 15 amazing things in this story. And I think that I thought the thing that was uniquely Bloomberg and wonderful about your story was you didn't stop with the obvious ethics problem of the family of the president trying to make money on the fact that he's the president while he is the president after specifically promising that they would not do so. Forget that. What you got into was the fact that the project's a crummy project and has been having a lot of problems. Talk to me about the business prospects for this real estate development.
Yeah, so there's a tech angle here. Back in November 2015, the New Jersey Economic Development Authority was super excited for this project because Jared Kushner was bringing in WeWork as a tenant and owner. So this entire building was going to have 744 WeWork style, like, dormitory apartments to go along with WeWork style office co-working spaces, and they were really excited to compete with Manhattan for tech talent, tech jobs. And at some point, WeWork decided they were no longer interested in the project anymore. And at the same time, Jared Kushner was coming into the White House, and that really soured his relationship with the politicos in New Jersey that were putting up, some really favorable term to bonds and also tax breaks for this project. And all of a sudden, all that stuff along with WeWork just kind of fell by the wayside for them.
And talk about the Chinese investors, that element to it.
Yeah, so they did not, when they originally pitched the WeWork version of this building, say that they were going to be seeking EB-5 funds.
And which now, is what?
That's where you, a non-American citizen can invest that $500,000 or more in a project to create jobs. Very often it's real estate construction jobs. And you get to come invest in a U.S.-based real estate project, get a two-year visa, and you may also, you have expedited preference for becoming a citizen as well. But the project that Nicole Meyer pitched to these Chinese investors is an entirely different project. It's twice as expensive, has twice as many units. They say they have $300 million in owner equity to plug into it, even though they only told New Jersey in 2015 that they had $70 million of equity for the project, and that was with WeWork in as an equity partner. And they say they're going to be able to get about $500 million in debt to build this thing. So it's an entirely different project. It looks more expensive. We know that the terms, what qualifies as a good deal for an EB-5 investor, is very different than what a U.S.-based investment firm may be looking for.
So is this merely sordid, or is it, could it be illegal?
It's not illegal. The EB-5 process has long been controversial. The Government Accountability Office has said that you can't know for sure the provenance of this money. We have no real good ways of evaluating where it comes from. It's very likely a program that is used for money laundering, but it is totally legal. And actually, one day before Nicole Meyer, Jared Kushner's sister, did the first of these pitches, President Trump extended the EB-5 program through his signing of the omnibus budget bill that keeps the government open through September.
I guess they're not building a wall over there or anywhere that's better at this point. I guess what I was referring to in the sordid nature of sort of selling out using the presidency during the presidency to make your family rich.
Sordid,
certainly, but is that against any ethics rules? I'm just about to have 30 seconds left.
Sure. So Jared Kushner's lawyer in the White House constantly tell us that he's divested to his family, we need to keep in mind, from assets that he thinks could pose conflicts for him, and he'll recuse himself from decision-making that directly affects his assets. Whether or not the EB-5 program writ large directly affects his assets is an open question.
Unbelievable story. Fascinating.
Great story. The headline of the story is Kushner Project, touted by sister in China, is in trouble at home.
Thanks,
the
guys.
Author, Caleb Melby.
Thank you, Caleb.
Great stuff, Caleb. Good work on the story, and glad to have you on the radio with us. Corey Johnson and Carol Master here in Boston at the Boston Museum of Science, outdoors, balmy May Day.
Yeah, not balmy.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.